Here's what's coming today on the Woodworking Network podcast.
As soon as I put the two together, I realized I had something that I could reduce the need for skilled labor.
Welcome to the fourth season of the Woodworking Network podcast and a new episode. Join us as we explore the business of woodworking, big and small, and what it takes to succeed. I'm Will Sampson. Today's episode is sponsored by Hexagon, makers of Cabinet Vision and AlphaCam software. Today our guest is Chad Shelton from Bella Innovative Modern Cabinetry Company in Indiana, with a story about how innovative joinery changed the whole direction of his company. But before I get to that, I want to talk about doing what you do best. There's a business maxim that you should do what you do best. On its face, it seems quite simple and straightforward. But when it comes to putting it in practice, there are often obstacles. In custom woodworking, the first obstacle is often an irrational feeling that you need to fabricate everything you do with your final product all in-house. That somehow is dishonest or sacrificing quality or some such nonsense to farm out any part of the process. Of course, in reality, even the most fastidious operations outsource at least some of their process. Few, if any, successful shops forge their own hardware or fabricate their own plywood or make the tools and machines they use. We all already outsource something. Then there's the conflict between what you are best at making and what you want to make. Some people might be attracted to a particular facet of what they do, not because they do it best, but because it is particularly rewarding and challenging. Sometimes when you get very good at doing something, it becomes automatic and less interesting. So some shops plug away doing some of the more difficult and less efficient processes just because they like it, even if it's not what they do best. Even worse, some of those processes might be unseen or unappreciated by the customer. In shop visits, I've repeatedly been introduced to some feature or procedure a shop does that they are particularly proud of. When I ask how much extra they get from the customer for that work, the answer is most likely an admission that the customer doesn't even know about it. To put it bluntly, the work has no value in the customer's eyes. So why do they keep on doing it? This all brings to the forefront the fundamental question of how you decide what processes or products you do are the ones that you do best. Are they the ones you can do most efficiently? Are they things that you can't easily outsource for less than what it costs you in time and money to do? Are they the things your customers are willing to pay the most for? The answers will be very different for every different shop. Again, there might be sentimentality and other forms of attachment that keep you doing things that maybe should be outsourced. But this is a serious exercise that can help shape your business for the long haul. You need to constantly evaluate what you are doing in light of changes in the market, changes in technology, and availability of outsource alternatives. What you made in-house yesterday might be better outsourced today. Or maybe it's time to bring something back in-house because new skills and technology or supply chain issues make it easier and more efficient for you now than it was in the past. There's no right answer. Only the honest answer that comes from a serious self-evaluation of what you do. I want to get to our interview with Chad Shelton, but first let's pause for a word from our sponsor. Software has become crucial to successful woodworking businesses, but some shops might not recognize the name of Hexagon, the software leader in the woodworking industry. More familiar are the company's two woodworking CAD/CAM brands, Cabinet Vision and AlphaCam. Cabinet Vision simplifies the process for all furniture, woodworking, or case good manufacturers by using a single, fully modular software package to go from design to manufacture. AlphaCam is intelligent and intuitive CAD/CAM software for woodworking, metal, and stone cutting. Learn more at cabinetvision.com or alphacam.com. Now let's get to our interview with Chad Shelton.
Hello, WoodPro Expo. I'm Will Sampson from the Woodworking Network, and we are live at WoodPro Expo in West Palm Beach, Florida, and doing a live podcast here. I'm pleased to have Chad Shelton from the Bella Innovative Modern Cabinetry Company as my guest. Welcome to the Woodworking Network podcast, Chad.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
Can you give us a little background on Bella Innovative Modern Cabinetry? What are your primary products? What do you guys do?
Just boxes and doors. That's how I describe it.
It's boxes and doors.
Boxes and doors.
Residential cabinetry or commercial or?
Doesn't matter. It's boxes and doors. So everything we do is TFL melamines and plywoods, but we don't do any staining or finishing or solid wood or sanding. It's pretty simple.
So how long have you been in operation? How many employees do you have? Can you sort of describe a little bit more about the business?
Okay, so a little background. When I got into woodworking, I started out doing very high-end custom pieces of furniture. You sell it all around the world, couldn't make a dime at it. I went into commercial cabinetry through a friend who worked for a contractor. And after so many years of realizing that the skilled labor market was getting limited, I decided that, I actually read the book Good to Great. If you've ever read that.
Yeah, I know that book.
And I remember inside of that, they said, do what you do best and nothing else. So I decided I can build boxes and doors better than anything else and I don't need skilled labor for it. So went down that path, and during that time, I found All Moxie and started to talk to them. And then I found Lockdowl, and they were just coming out with the channel lock. They hadn't even actually introduced it yet.
Now, Lockdowl is this innovative joinery product that,
correct,
that has been around. It has a plastic connector.
Correct. So as soon as I put the two together, I realized I had something that I could reduce the need for skilled labor, and I could build a system that I could plug and play employees. It is a rough market for labor, so it's took a while, but it's been growing every year. And the employees now, when they see parts, they don't even know what job it is, what cabinet goes, but they can tell if something's wrong with it right away. Just by looking, it just
interesting.
It's. I call them quality control people. Now that's their jobs. They're not skilled labor. They're all quality control.
That's neat because it's
a different way to look at it. That's the way I like to look at business.
Well, it's a lot of the folks that are involved with lean manufacturing and all, they talk about going to Gemba, going to the shop floor to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from all the way back in the 1980s when I got to spend a day with Shigeo Shingo, one of the fathers of the Toyota mm-hmm. production system.
Yep.
He was really big on the people that know what's going on are the people that are doing the work. And you need to listen to them to
absolutely.
Find out. And you also need to make their job easier. And so he put in a lot of go, no-go gauges into things
yep.
so that if they made a bad part, they only made one bad part, they fixed it.
Correct.
And they went on.
Yep. So, yeah, it's funny. Once in a while, I'll go out to the shop floor. I want to tinker around and I'll start doing some things. And the guy goes, we're
no.
not doing it that way anymore. They actually have improved it on their own now. Yeah.
That's great.
So I'm the last to know now, in a way.
Well, it's neat that you've empowered them to be able to do that.
You have to. You absolutely have to.
So how was it that you actually discovered Lockdowl to begin with?
Actually, I saw an ad in Woodworking Network.
Oh, hey, great.
I really did. It was, you guys were just doing their 8x10 or 8x20 fat. I can't remember.
Right.
I never used mm-hmm. that fastener. So I had called them and I said, hey, I really like the fastener, but I don't think this is for me. And they said, hold on, we're working on a thing. It'll be out in like 3 or 4 months. And it was the channel lock. And I thought I was never going to hear from them again. And I got a call about a week before introduced it and said, you want to try it? And I said, yeah, I tried it. And I called them back and I said, you got a winner. I loved it.
Now, can you, to better explain to our audience who may not be familiar with Lockdowl, How does it work? What, it's a plastic fastener, but you're talking about a slide lock, so it's a particular kind of pocket that it goes into, correct?
Correct. It's like a keyhole slot.
Oh, a keyhole slot machined on the CNC?
Correct.
Okay. And so then you manually insert these into the slots, or is there machinery to do that too?
There is machinery. There's several companies that are making lockdown insertion machines now. I went to Omaha, had them build the first one ever, and it works great.
Now, what's the advantage of doing this kind of joinery as opposed to any other kind of joinery?
It's forgiving. It's very forgiving. So if you're taking it using the channel lock and you start to slide lock a part together and you maybe put it around the wrong way, it's not like glue and nails and staples where you got to pull all that stuff out. You can unlock the cabinet, put it back together. So I'll give you a little story. I had a customer one time in Reno, Nevada. He ordered, I don't know, like a dozen cabinets. He wanted them assembled. I shipped them out that way. He damaged them. During shipping, they were damaged. And he called me up. He was freaking out because he had to turn the place over in like 3 days. And I just said, tell me what parts are incorrect. And he named off 4 or 5 parts. I said, I'll overnight these to you. And here's some videos. Just watch these and call me in the morning. He called me back and he's like, I can't believe it. I took these things apart, put them back together in 10 minutes. It's like brand new cabinets.
That's great. And so you're all shipping flat and all that with?
We do a bit of both. So if we do full truckload, we'll ship assembled, like, you know, multifamily projects and things like that. But smaller, you know, kitchen at a time jobs, we'll ship LTL.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of joinery were you using before Lockdowel?
Wood glue and dowel.
Wood glue and dowel.
Case clamp, all that stuff.
Now, what's the difference in time and production and all that for?
Well, I've had a lot of arguments with wood glue and dowel people about this. So,
that's okay. You know, we don't mind arguments.
You know, I always said, look, on average, it's 5 minutes a box to put together. And they'll say, well, a week, 5 minutes a box to put together. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm talking 5 minutes, including hanging the doors, putting the hinges on, making the drawer box, putting everything together. It'll go down the line. Actually, our guys will put a box together and hang the doors in under 2 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you got more drawer slides, it's going to take a little longer. But about 2 minutes. So I had a contractor that came from Washington, D.C. one time, wanted to take over a massive project. And he comes to the shop and he's like, this place is a little small. And he was watching one of my guys assemble a cabinet. And he was talking to me and he was looking over and he's looking at his watch and he goes, he just put that cabinet together in 90 seconds. And I said, he's having an off day. And he gave me a $1.6 million job, $1.6 million job just like that.
Yeah, we were True just story. Talking. I did a presentation on a benchmark survey that we did, and we were talking about how the industry is changing, and that
it's a very smaller, antiquated industry.
Smaller operations are doing bigger projects because they can access the technology
yep.
that permits them to do that.
That's correct. Well, the technology is one thing. A lot of times they just get in their own way too. They want to do a little bit more and a little bit more. And it's like, you just got to simplify what you're doing and you know, using Lockdowel or there's other fasteners, but I think Lockdowel is by far the best, strongest and fastest fastener you can put together. And it's the simplest way to do it.
Yeah, I gather that the original Lockdowel concept came from a California surfer who was wanting a way to put his skag into the fin
onto his surfboard. That's true.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah. So that's kind of neat. Now, were you already set up for CNC? You said you had the OMAL and special inserter for the Lockdowel.
Yeah.
So you already had the CNC. So is there any other machinery or equipment that you had to add to the system?
No, actually, when I was doing wood glue and dowel, you typically had 4 to 5 machines to go through. So some people would cut on the saw, then put on a point to point, then edge band, then dowel, then case clamp. Some people just use a nested, so they eliminated the saw. But now we're just literally nested CNC, edge band, dowel machine. We're assembling cabinets.
That's great.
It's great. More space in your shop. You can work in a a more reduced sized place. Your only hurdle now is just having somebody that's very good at logistics. You know, get the stuff out the door as fast as you can. You can actually do a lot more work with less people in a smaller facility.
Now, did you reduce staff after going with Lockdell, or just add capacity to do more products?
Just added capacity. Absolutely.
So it works both directions.
Correct.
You know, I don't think anybody in this business is interested in downsizing for downsizing's sake. Mm-hmm. But if they can't find the bodies, I understand that.
You want to increase your margins, you want to reduce your overhead, these are all just the basics. And if you can get more production out with the same number of people and make their job easier and make them feel more productive, it's a win-win for everybody.
Now, one of the things too I want to touch on that I think is a lesson that more shops need is I frequently harp on folks that I think too small. They think that they have a regional area that's as far as they can go. And you know, you were talking, you're in Ohio, right?
Indiana.
That's Indiana. Right. And you're selling to Las Vegas. You're selling, how
all
far
over.
Afield are you going?
I've got people in Costa Rica calling us. I've got Canada. That's about as far as we go right now. But yeah, it's just boxes and doors, Will.
just boxes and doors
all day long. You pack the same way. They're flat. You put the cardboard around them and you ship them out the door.
That's great. No installs. No issues there.
It just gets complicated when you try to do other things. Just like Good to Great said, it's just don't do everything else. Do what you do best. You're more successful for your customer, your employees, it's easier for them. It's simple, simple, simple.
I like to hear that. That's
we complicate stuff too much in this industry. Yeah, we get excited. We want to make a crazy drawer box, or we want to make a different opening.
Well, I think too though, there's some psyche that certain woodworkers seem to think that it's dishonest to not make everything themselves. That, you know, they're reticent to outsource, you know, to hire somebody like mm-hmm. you to make boxes for them. There's just something in the psyche there that's
all different kinds of people out there. And, you know, but if you're in business, you're responsible to making your company profitable, retaining your employees, taking care of your vendors, and what's left at the end is for you. And these guys, if they want to go ahead and do everything and make less money at the end, then they might struggle a little bit.
Indeed. Now,
it's a business.
Your background, did you have formal business training before you got into this?
No. My education came in this business, that's for sure. I almost went under several times.
School of hard knocks.
You remember the old joke, how does a woodworker become a millionaire? He starts with $2 million.
that's related. I tell the joke of you hear about the woodworker that won the lottery. What did he say? I guess I'll keep working till the money runs out.
That's right. That's about right. They are guilty of that for sure.
Yeah. Well, what would you tell shops that are considering Lockdell or some other efficiency joinery operation like that? What should they do to learn more about it? What's the first step?
Well, the first step, you're going to have to really embrace a new way of thinking for sure. You're going to have to realize that you're going to have to give up probably some other things that you've done for a very long time. That's probably the biggest thing right there. If you want to start getting into it, you can call someone like our shop or another shop that does Lockdell and just start outsourcing little by little. Get comfortable with it. Because one of the other biggest hurdles that a business owner is going to have is when you go to start changing things in your shop, your employees want to fight it a lot.
They don't like
change. They don't like change. And all you got to do is get one of the key guys inside the shop to accept it, and the rest will follow. So they can dabble in it that way without investing a ton of money to start. But once they start to see the value, and they will see the value, they're gonna want to start getting the machines and start to change their shop around, and they'll be successful.
Do you have any problem with customers saying, oh, you're using, you know, this knockdown RTA? What is this stuff? You know, is
not one.
Not one.
Not one.
Nobody was, they saw the boxes and knew that they were sturdy and...
Yeah, they knew what they were getting into. They called specifically usually about lockdown.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So there's a demand for the product from other than the manufacturing. So that, you know...
Correct.
So you're getting customers that are specifically calling you because we want Lockdell cabinet.
They call for one of two reasons. They call because they've already been looking at Lockdell and they wanted it, or they're just ready to start outsourcing and they just need somebody to fill in for them. So we explain what we're doing. We've got tons of videos that we made on our site to assemble every single different type of cabinet or hardware that we have. Oddly enough, on our Google Analytics, the number one video, you're not going to believe this.
What is
it?
How
to put a shelf pin in. By far, number one video.
How to put a shelf pin in. And that's not even a Lockdell.
I'm like, there's my target audience.
That's funny. Well, and Lockdell now has hardware that has the drawer slides and
correct
all sorts of different things too. It's not just putting the box together.
Correct. Yeah, so it's a thing. They've got a great little niche. They figured it out.
That's neat. Well, and too, from what I'm hearing, then, you know, even the shops that don't have CNC or not CNC literate yet, mm-hmm. they can take advantage of the Lockdell by sourcing boxes and all from somebody like
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the cabinet box is just another component. It's the same as outsourcing a door or a drawer box or crown molding or whatever you want. I mean, honestly, someone could set up a shop and never manufacture anything.
Just have their cell phone.
They got a cell phone and a truck and a canopy to build it under. I mean, seriously, they could have a very good business doing that.
Yeah. It's a different world.
It is.
That's really neat.
They just have to be a very forward-thinking person in the beginning. If they see that, they can control their margins that way. Absolutely.
That's neat. Well, I really appreciate hearing about this from you and from getting a perspective of somebody that has adopted this new technology and is really making it successful, because it's neat. And I think a lot of people just walking around like on a trade show floor, and they say, oh, here's this little plastic connector. Isn't that interesting? You know, what does it do? And it's really transformative when it gets put into place. But
yes, it is.
Folks don't understand that necessarily, seeing a little piece of plastic on a table in a trade show.
They're passing up an opportunity if they don't give it a real thorough thinking and understanding. They're really passing up a great opportunity.
Well, I have to get out to Indiana and see your shop, Chad.
Come on down, buddy.
That would be great.
Yeah, we'll have a great time.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the Woodworking Network podcast.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's it for today. If you're looking for more of our podcasts, you can find all of them at woodworkingnetwork.com/podcasts and in popular podcast channels. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Thanks again to today's sponsor, Hexagon, makers of Cabinet Vision and AlphaCam software. If you have a comment or topic you'd like us to explore, contact me at will.sampson@woodworkingnetwork.com. Thanks for listening.